So based on the 4-foot variance, Scott, the house is, would be about 29 feet from the curb.
Which lot are we going to talk? You want to talk about 66 or just stay on 67?
67.
Okay, 67. So I measured from the curb to that pin, and it's 24 feet.
Okay.
So 20, that's about 20. So the pin's actually at 24. That's where we would start. So if you give a 5-foot variance, the house would be 29 feet from the curb. Of course, a 7-foot variance would be 31 feet from the curb.
So 9 foot in on the line.
Which that's at that location, and it moves just a little. So it's still 19 feet. So for 27 feet. 27 to 28 feet from the curb to his overhang.
So that'd be an 8-foot setback from the pin. Right?
Can I see those contour lines?
Mm-hmm. This was 8, 6, 4, 2, 1,100, 1090. It's 24 feet drop to the right here.
That's how many feet back. And it stays pretty consistent, it looks like, on that lot.
It does there. The other lot did have some ledge breaks that dropped off like 4 or 5 feet.
But that lot does.
Yeah, it seemed to be fairly
good. There'll be ledge on it once we take the dirt off it.
Everything is.
And we got to take that off to get to the ledge, so that's the other part.
Yeah.
When you take that,
you lose some elevation. But you've got to build down to rock.
Absolutely.
So do you feel like there's maybe a little bit of room for compromise there?
I mean, I don't want to get myself down in a position where I compromise it down. I go out there and go, this just didn't work.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, that's the challenge we face, though, as a board.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
talk to me,
So would, in this consideration, we're looking at, what if we shortened your request by, even if it was something as minor as 2 feet or 1 foot, would that be?
2 foot's fine. If you want to do 2 foot, we can do that. Make it work. I just probably won't put the overhang on the garage or something, make it work.
So that would be a 7-foot lot line setback.
And would we do it on both or just one and keep the other one the same? Is that what you're thinking? Or
the other one, if you could keep it up, the better.
Yeah.
My feeling is on 66, you've already got your neighbors that are non-conforming, so you don't have the same issue there, and it looks like there is a different topography on that lot. It's a shorter lot as well, so I think that one may be more of an undue hardship in my mind. 67 is the one where we may have some room.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If you're at 7 foot, 10 would sound better to me. We've got an opposing party to hear from, too. And of course, you would like to see it stay exactly the setback that you adhere to. Is that right?
Yes.
You would like to have no variance at all?
Exactly. I build, too. I build a lot in Oklahoma. It has nothing to do with here.
Yeah.
We got to go by the pins. We got to go by the plat, not where the road is.
Yeah.
And that's my
concern. Oh, I
understand. That's what we followed when we built our
house. Yeah. Yeah, and I understand your position fully.
But we're not in Oklahoma, and these hillsides are a little different. Yeah, we're not in Oklahoma, so the hillsides are a little different. So
I know that.
Do you find that it might be advantageous for you, though, for your spec house that you're about to build? I mean, this could open a door to allow you an advantage as well down the road.
I think that's a bad precedent, quite frankly.
Okay.
Builders, we'll take advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, and it's a challenge we face.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you give me a little rope.
Yeah, but it, but the
I'm not taking advantage of nobody, yeah. And that was never my intention.
And I certainly respect you coming through the process, yeah. Because a lot of people don't.
That's exactly
the point. We run into nightly rental issues. That's the big problem here is nightly rentals, and most people are non-compliant. They don't even come and ask; they just do it.
And so when they do it the right way.
So when you
need to try to accommodate,
you don't have to show the lot lines within the lot lines.
We get it compliant
properly. I don't see how
may
you can build
a home.
May not be a
big deal now, 2 years, 3 years.
They could just build.
But down the road, when the county wants to take this
widen the road,
there's going to be a lot of houses in there that are going to be non-compliant.
Right.
There's people that have, that's
try to sell a home and refinance.
You know, they just do what they want.
They don't look at that.
I try to do it the right way. I shouldn't get penalized for doing it the right way. But,
A 10-foot setback from the property line puts you up 30-plus feet off the curb.
We make that work, try to make that work. That's what we can all agree on.
Well, I do feel that, our job as a board, when we look at these situations, the contour of the land plays a big decision. I mean, that's what we're looking at on this situation. I know that that's a challenging spot. Some things that I feel that goes for this is the fact that, A, the road is further away than it normally should have been. It's not in the middle of the easement, so that helps for the safety of it, and that's something we look at too. In my opinion, 66, we could go, this is just my opinion, I'm okay with going with what he requested and then changing it about a foot or two on the other one, then they will all kind of flow along the line a little better. That's just kind of my opinion on that.
And I presume that your home's on 68, lot number 68.
Yes.
Yes. And the design of that home, even if he follows the setback, you're still going to be looking at the side of his home because of where your door, because of the orientation of your house. And I understand your concern, but because of the home design, you're still going to have that situation.
Yeah, I understand that. But maybe I won't have quite as much.
And I understand that.
Well, we have two motions. We need to keep them separate. So are we to a point where we're good to move forward with a motion on 66 to get one out of two done?
So
someone would want to entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve this variance for lot 66, which would be the is that the dash 008V?
Yes,
8V. Okay.
And second that.
Any further discussion? That would be the one, Scott, would be for 13-foot variance?
Correct. That's what I've written down. 13 from the property line, yes.
Okay, so we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you.
So that's lot 66, so now we move to 67.
And I would be okay personally with a 10-foot setback from the property line.
So that's a 1 foot difference, right?
Pardon?
That's a 1 foot difference, right?
He's asking for five.
He's asking for five.
Oh, okay.
That's a 5 foot difference.
Gotcha. I misunderstood that.
I think that I agree with you. And if you can build it at 5 foot, you can build it at 10 foot.
Make it work.
And yes, you know. It will do. I mean, you're going to be coming out of the ground just a little bit more in the back, and you'll have a little bit more fill. But that would be a
that'll make a lot of difference next to 68 lot 68.
Might help with that compromise a little bit.
I'll second that.
Well, do you want to make that?
I would make that motion that we allow lot 67 a 10-foot setback from the property line.
Okay, got a motion.
I'll second.
And motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion to approve the variance at 10-foot? Raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 5-0.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll generate decisions of record, and then Marla can make arrangements. Of course, you're in the area. You sign yours, or we can mail it to you, and however you want to handle Roberts. They need to be signed and notarized and then recorded. You'll get a copy of them, and then we'll make arrangements however you want to have them notarized and then record those. Okay? We'll do it.
Appreciate you coming before us. Thank you. Scott, any old or new business?
I do not have any.
Anyone entertain a motion to adjourn?
I'd make a motion to adjourn.
Motion?
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.